If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bob, I wasn't aware of the DK Metcalf story. It seems like all is well now. It seems that way. Kept behind, taken off the plane in Baltimore because he was having stomach pains. But according to the Post-Gazette, did he already fly home limits or he's flying home?
Yeah, he is flying back today.
So he, all right, hasn't happened yet. So sort of an odd story, but man, did he empty the tank yesterday?
That's what you get when you play special teams. Those guys are, you're a gunner. They're gunning for you. You're gunning for them. You know, he'll be fine, I'm sure.
And another story today, quite obvious. I mean, Mike Tomlin was under fire like never before. And they go and they win a big game in Baltimore, and some of his moves helped them win, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got rid of Darius Slay, and the other people that they've brought in have been good.
Well, I thought, you know, they're playing James Pierre a lot, and he's playing well when he gets in there. Brandon Echols plays he's in there.
Yeah.
Those guys are contributing, and they have a lot to play for, so they're motivated.
And Jabril Peppers comes in, and I thought played a pretty good game.
And even though Thielen only caught one pass, I think Rodgers said something interesting after the game, which I didn't even think of this, the professionalism, and he was quick to say, I'm not trying to say this about other guys on our team. It's just that the professionalism that Valdes-Scantling and a guy like Thielen bring in practice, he kept going back to practice as the reason they had a better performance offensively.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing Tomlin did was bench Roman Wilson. So give credit where it's due for a day with Tomlin. Give credit where it's due. They went and they won. And some of his moves, multiple moves really, I thought helped them win the game. In the meantime, how do you feel as a Steeler fan? What about some of these calls yesterday? Because nationally, officiating is the big story. Why don't we hit the lines and then get to that, Bob? Limits,
yeah, lots to talk about there.
Here's Randall in Atlanta.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
All right. Hey, let me write this time down. It's 10:42 a.m. on the Monday morning. Joe gave Tomlin credit for something. Let me write that down. So we,
yeah, you could write down probably his first 10 years, too, as the coach, and I gave him more credit than anybody else. But the fact of the matter is they haven't come close to winning a playoff game and going on a decade, so let's not give too much. But, yeah. Give some for yesterday, for sure.
Yeah, I will. Okay, we'll get back to that one. Okay, so it seems that, Joe, you have a tendency to minimize the situations for the Steelers when they have positive situations going on, yet when they have negative situations going on, you amplify them.
Yeah, and I'm the only one that does that. They're sitting here. They're sitting here at 7-6. What's there to maximize, Randall? Okay. Why don't you just give your opinion?
Here I go. You mentioned earlier that all of a sudden the AFC is a weakened, watered-down division, a conference. Why? Because Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City are not at the top anymore? Why can't it be that there's finally parity where you got Jacksonville and Houston or New England back on top or, you know, near the top or competing or Denver competing? So let's say parity rather than calling it weakened, watered-down. All of a sudden, because some teams have gotten weakened and some have gotten stronger. Okay?
Yeah.
When we went 11-0 that year, every time they won the game, you would come in the next Monday and say, oh, awesome game, but I can't wait to see what they do next week. Can we just give Tomlin credit for one time and the Steelers credit without using the word but? Just give them credit. Deal with what happened yesterday without using the word but.
No, I can't. Sorry. And I was right that year, too, by the way, because they folded down the stretch and wound up having one of the most embarrassing playoff games ever. Would you like to say hello to Bob? Randall, would you like to say hello to Bob, or is anything else on your mind today?
Last one. Hello, Bob. Last one. Right. Franchise quarterback. There was no way we could have a franchise try to get one in the draft with Ben around because he even flipped out when we got Rudolph.
Well, they had a chance in 2018 to get Lamar Jackson, and they chose Terrell Edmonds.
Well, that's true. Good point. Great point.
I'm just saying,
Bob has great points, Bob. but my points are all bad.
This is the Joe who got on the plane and looking for the middle seat to move over and just take the seat. Now he's a little agitated.
You brought up the 11-0 season, which is a perfect example. It was all built on, you know, smoke and mirrors that year. And some of us, maybe not you, but some of us could see it, that it wasn't sustainable. And as it turned out, it wasn't. What's your opinion, Randall? Are they going to win a playoff? Are they going to win a playoff game? Is this sustainable?
We can only hope, Joe. This team is, somebody mentioned it on SteelersDepot.com. This team is bipolar. They come in one week, they're great. They come in the next week, who knows what they're going to do. I can't tell you anything until the game is over.
Well, I think that's Joe's point. I mean, that's what we've seen. It's up and down. It's every which way. So they have to show consistency. And if they do, they can be a team that has some success in the postseason. But they have to show it on a regular basis. Like even yesterday, you'd have to admit, Randall, you don't want to give up over 400 yards of offense to a team that's been struggling like that. And yet they did. You know, their running game only produced 34 yards. They gave up over 200 yards rushing for the second week in a row. Those are not trends you want to see.
They get paid too.
I understand that, but that's the kind of theme that can get you into trouble, because in the playoffs, those things will matter.
Agreed.
Thank you, Randall.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Randall constantly calls in as if I'm the only person in town that questions Tomlin or isn't going to give him credit, which I just did, by the way, for yesterday's game. But there's not a ton of credit to give out these days. Honestly, big picture, when you haven't come close to winning a playoff game in nearly a decade, it's an old story. I wasn't the one chanting fire Tomlin last weekend either. I found it funny that Rodgers, after the game, wanted to, maybe it'll shut you guys the hell up, media. Patrick Queen had something similar to say. It's not us yelling in the crowd. Were you in the crowd last week, Bob?
I don't do that even if I was. I don't do that. But people do that. And
yeah,
they did that, and it was one of those things that became a talking point.
I think those guys think that media heavily influences people, and I would say that's less true today than it's ever been. In fact, if you ask bunches of fans, they would say, why don't you ask them the tough questions? You're not critical enough. That would be the predominant opinion, I think, in my experience, of fans. So it ain't us, Aaron and Patrick. It was the people in the seats who pay their good money to watch you play. Would you agree, Bob?
Yes. I mean, people have a right to do whatever they want to do. I'm not a chanter like that. I don't necessarily like that approach. You can boom, you can do whatever you want. But that's where we are. And it's a tough environment, because you see all throughout sports, the coaches, a lot of them are shown quick exits. And this has been the opposite of that. So I understand why people feel that way, given the lack of success in the postseason. But I also know that every year, and this is all my take every time I think about a new year, it's a new year. And you see what happens as the thing goes on. You may expect the same ending, and you may very well get the same ending, or you may get something different. That's why I like watching the game.
Exactly. And also, what Randall said was patently untrue about the 11-0 season. I was giving the Steelers credit. In fact, I just looked it up to make sure that that was the case, Bob. And when they were, I think, 11-0, my take was, you know, a lot of teams earn skepticism, but they're sitting here at 11-0, and they deserve credit for that. So I wasn't coming in every week and saying that, but I mean, anybody who watched that season, you had to at least wonder if it was all going to fall apart. And guess what? It all fell apart.
Yes, it did.
Just like last year.
Just like last year was the same kind of ending.
Next.
Here's our guy, Emmanuel in Carnegie.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. This is the time of year where he hears one of those songs, you know.
Oh, yeah. Have a happy holiday. Anyways.
Nice voice.
Joe, Bob, you guys are as fair-minded as it gets on television and radio. Like, seriously. What Randall said, I thought it was a little bit extreme. I think you're fair-minded, Joe. And all the criticism last 2 weeks was warranted. They have a standard, and we wasn't reaching that standard of excellent football. And I kind of want to agree with Mike, the caller, prior to the commercial break. It's tough to still, like, root for this team because you kind of have a feel where it's going to go at the end of the day. But I can never get myself to the point of rooting against us. I can never do that. The parity in the league, we just talked about it. Unfortunately, what we saw with Daniel Jones going down with the Achilles, there's still a chance for us to win playoff games if we get in. I always believe in giving yourself a chance. Just get in because there's a human component. Injuries happen. We have a 5-takeaway game. As long as we get in. And I still think we have a chance against certain teams, depending on who we face. I'm not too high on the Chargers because they're banged up. I'm not too high on the Jaguars. I think if we play the Bills, we're probably going to lose again, but we still have a chance. The only thing is you got to get in. Give yourself a chance.
Yeah, you do, but you got to start winning some of those too. Again, you just mentioned the word standard. That's what their standard is to get in and win playoff games and see where it goes from there. But, yeah, as a fourth seed, and that's what they would be because I don't think there's any other way you can get in. You got to win that division. Then you'll take on most likely Buffalo in the first round because I don't think they're going to overtake the Patriots.
No, maybe it looks like will. Buffalo, maybe the Chargers, and maybe the Texans who are rising fast.
That team is just...
That's the best defense in the league.
Oh, its emerge is suffocating. And Patrick Mahomes, you didn't see a stat line. He had a 19 rating, I think, last night. 3 interceptions, no touchdowns. They made him look bad.
And the other thing, for Randall and others, and I appreciate the call, Emmanuel, is you're going to hear a lot of people go on the air and write today that the Steelers got lucky, period. You won't hear them start out, as I did, by saying, I think they actually have a chance. In fact, I'll get ripped more by people for saying that than I would for anything else, even saying they were lucky. And that's the other side of the coin from yesterday, by the way, is yes, Mike Tomlin made some good moves. But, you hear that, Randall? But they flat out got lucky to win the game. That's indisputable. Would you agree, Bob?
Yes, I would agree. And I said so yesterday on our show because, I mean, I don't know how else you can do it. Luck is part of it. Sometimes you create your own luck. And I get all of that. But yes, there were calls could have gone in. I'm still conflicted by that touchdown. What is a catch? I've asked this question for the last how many years, and I still don't have an answer that makes sense.
I think that one in the end is cut and dried. I don't think the other ones were. Let's talk about that next. Now, did you hear that, Randall? Bob said the Steelers were lucky, too. He said they won, but Tomlin got lucky. Limits, would you agree with that?
That the Steelers got lucky?
Yeah.
I mean, the call definitely should have went.
Which one? Bald.
The touchdown was definitely a touchdown in my mind. I mean, by the basis of the rules, I guess they considered it not a
absolutely. It absolutely wasn't a touchdown by the rules. It's all right. We'll get into it now.
No. You don't have to. If we have to go to a break, I'm just saying. I read that stuff and I flash back to two different plays: the Jesse James play, which was a touchdown,
but it wasn't.
They later admitted it was.
No, they didn't. Nobody ever admitted that was a touchdown.
I've heard a lot of people say that was.
The officials never came out.
Maybe not publicly, but a lot of people that I know who believe it was and it wasn't the right.
It was not a touchdown by the letter of the law. Bad rule, right call.
Okay, let's do that. Bad rule. Change the rule. Like, for example, in the end zone, I've always confused. If you're in the back of the end zone, you catch a pass, you make no football moves, and then you spike the ball. What is that?
Right.
Is that a touchdown?
Exactly. It's a terrible, terrible rule that was adjudicated correctly. That's what happened on the likely touchdown.
I give a lot of credit to Joey Porter, too. You have to be mindful to stay in the play, and he did stay in the play. So kudos to him for
that. You need a third step down, do you not?
Well, let me
That's
read.
The way I understand
I thought he
it.
Had a third step down.
He didn't
down.
Have a third step down. I went very, very slowly, and so did...
I did the same thing.
But again, you have to
the
admit...
The ball
just,
was jarred just, loose before his
both
third
Nance
step hit.
And Romo said it was a touchdown, and they stayed with that until Sterator came on. So my point is, when you saw that play just by your eye test, it's a touchdown.
To any rational person, that should be a touchdown, the same as the Jesse James play should have been a catch. It should have been. It defies all logic and common sense that that's not a touchdown. However, by the idiotic rule that's written, it's not a touchdown. And James wasn't a catch.
Right.
It's real simple to me.
So here it is. Based on what you're saying, it's right. This is what it says in the rule book. Because I always have to go back and find this stuff up. Number one, secure control of the ball, which he did. See, that to me is where it ends. You have secure, that means possession to me. Okay, but they expand.
Yeah.
Have both feet or a body part other than hands in bounds. He did.
Right.
Perform a football move that includes taking a third step, tuck the ball away. No, he didn't do that.
Bingo.
But why have they decided at three steps instead of, how about not five steps? How about one step? How about
terrible
2 steps?
Terrible rule adjudicated correctly.
And I'm only saying this. I'm glad the Steelers won the game. I'm glad they got the call. What I'm saying is this is Baltimore's Jesse James moment.
Yeah.
This is what Steeler fans were complaining about, and they were right to complain.
Well, okay, let's talk about this next, and let's phrase it this way. If it was the Steelers who were victimized by these calls, which one, how would you put them in order of the ones you'd be most upset by? Like, you don't have, maybe you think all the calls were right, and I'm sure everybody's happy because we always are when the calls go our way. But if all three calls, and the ones I'm obviously talking about are likely,
yep,
the Rodgers disputed catch and the roughing the snapper. Those three calls, if they all happened to the Steelers, in what order would you be most upset with?
Well,
let's do that next.
Okay, do it next.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.